Hello, women in retail leaders. Welcome to episode 4 of Women in Retail Talks. I'm Melissa Campanelli, co-founder of the Women in Retail Leadership Circle. In today's episode, we're excited to offer a presentation that was given by Nina Alexander Hurst, the Vice President of Customer Experience and SWAT, which stands for Service Accessorizing Talent, stylist at Bobble Bar, at our Girl Talks event that took place in New York City in October. Listen as Nina explains how she and her team build long-lasting customer relationships with Bobble Bar's customers.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Nina Alexander Hurst, and I am the Vice President of Customer Experience at Bobble Bar. And we are the team of SWAT stylists. SWAT stands for Service with Accessorizing Talent. So we're building the first go-to fashion jewelry brand. And while we have an unparalleled selection of jewelry, and we have free shipping and free returns and all of the things that e-commerce sites have, one of the ways that we like to stand apart from everyone else is with our customer experience. We strongly believe that taking the friction out of the shopping experience is so important, and that the service that we want to provide our customers should mirror what they would expect in a brick-and-mortar store, if not exceed that experience. And we're lucky that now we can use technology to make that possible. So for us, it's not just about the technology, it's the people behind the technology that really helps us stand out. And just like if you walk into Saks or Nordstrom and you have the salesperson that's helping you and that person is building a relationship with you, we are doing the same thing online. We have live styling appointments, we offer video chat on our site, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Even in our emails, there's always a focus on building relationships. So if you are talking to a SWAT stylist, most frequently when someone goes to social media to talk about their experience, they're naming that SWAT stylist by name. When you're emailing with someone and they're telling you, I think that you will love this pair of earrings. It'll go great with the dress that you just sent me a link to. We're not just sending you to a product page. We're sending you to a picture on the product page, which is actually powered by Curalate, of one of us wearing those earrings. So in that moment, you see me wearing the earrings. It's not someone anonymous saying, go shop on the site, like, here's this link. It's, I love these earrings because they're lightweight. They're going to be perfect for your event, and now you can see me wearing them. You know who I am. It's a lot easier for you to build a relationship with me and vice versa when we're not anonymous people sitting behind a computer. So every item of jewelry that goes on the site, we're touching it, we're feeling it, we're taking photographs of it, and it is on every product page so that customers, number one, can see real people wearing these products the second something launches. And they also have a way to see who their SWAT stylist, who we are, what we're doing in New York, where we're going for dinner on Saturday night, what it looks like in the Bobble Bar HQ, what our happy hours are like. They really get a picture into who we are. So, like I said, the focus is always on the relationship. But what's really different here are the people behind the technology. Even with video chat, it's so important that when that video chat pops up on your screen and you're engaging with a SWAT stylist that you trust that stylist. It's easy to just say, I'm a stylist. It's a lot harder to get customers to believe that we actually are experts in jewelry, that we know what we're talking about. And using social media and all these various technologies, we're able to do that. So with brick and mortar, if you go into Saks Fifth Avenue and you have to return something that you purchased online, and they send you down to the corner customer service desk, and it's purely transactional, you're probably going to make your return. Maybe you'll see something on your way out, but you may or may not make another purchase, and certainly the person who is purely transactional is not going to help you make that next purchase because all they can do is give you your money back. That is not how stores are doing it these days. You walk into Bloomingdale's, you walk into Saks, you can return your online purchase in any department, anywhere you want to. And that salesperson can help you with your next purchase. They have the opportunity to build a relationship with you, turn that return into another sale and make sure that you keep coming back. We believe that it should be the same thing online. We are not segmenting our team into who can help you process a return and who can help you reset your password. The SWAT stylists are really trained to do everything. So whether an interaction starts because a customer sends us a style form, a bride, for example, and says, here's a link to my bridesmaids dresses, I need 8 necklaces to go with it, or I just received my order and this bracelet doesn't fit and I want to return it and I threw away the return label, can you help me? Doesn't matter how the interaction starts, it should always end in the same way. Everything is an opportunity. That person who needs help with the return, if we're not able to help them with the return and then send them all of our favorite products and they talk to them passionately about why we love the jewelry on site and why we think that even though this bracelet wasn't the right fit, here are the other things that we think will be right, it's a missed opportunity. And so this is where we really think that the future of customer service in e-commerce really is going to stand apart. The other thing that we love to do for our customers are handwritten notes. We write thousands of notes a month, and these are actually written by our SWAT stylists. We have 2 of the managers from the team here today who are fantastic, and they will tell you that we all started writing notes from day one. We were writing notes. I don't even know how many notes I've written. As part of our interview process, we know your handwriting, we know if you can take an Instagram photo, and we know if you're comfortable on video because we also ask for a YouTube video. And one of the reasons is because it's so important that after we have an interaction with the customer, to get a handwritten note in the box so that we're reiterating, Dara, for example, helped this customer. She included a SWAT surprise in her order, a little special gift, and also a handwritten note. So the customers remember us, they're building these relationships with us, and for all you marketers out there, the added bonus is that they're sharing this on social. And for us, we're not doing it for the marketing reasons, we're doing it because we just want to leave a really good taste in our customers' mouths. We want them to open their box and be really excited by what they see, really surprised, not expecting something like this. And then going on social media, and you can see here that that's not where the relationship ends. This customer, Allison, not only thanked Dara, but then Dara responded back, and she can't wait to see Allison actually wearing the jewelry, because often there's the unboxing, but we also really love seeing how people style the jewelry on their own, because everyone wears the jewelry so differently. But it's really an opportunity, every touch point, to build a relationship with our customers. One of the things we also did recently was create shoppable pages for each of our SWAT stylists. So Everything that we do, we're testing first, we're putting the numbers behind it because everyone wants to see the numbers. Customer service teams, I believe, have some of the most important data at any company. And not only do we have the numbers, but we have the stories and the images to put behind the numbers. Oftentimes we'll hear from other teams who are looking at numbers and they're not understanding why they're seeing what they're seeing, the numbers don't make sense. We can usually tell a story around those numbers. So make sure you're talking to your customer service team about what they're tracking and the data that they have access to, because it is very powerful. So we use Zendesk for all of our emails, and what we were doing was putting Google tracking links at the end of every link that we sent to a customer. So when I said, here are these earrings I think you love, we're putting tracking links so that we can show that we're actually making sales from these emails. The next step after that, once we realized, okay, we have something here, we're making a lot of sales, we are a value add to the company, we're not just a cost center, how can we make it easier for customers to shop our picks? So we created these landing pages. You can learn more about the SWAT stylist. This is very new. It actually just launched on the site. And it also means that when we're sending our favorite products, we're not having to send link after link after link. We can send you to a landing page if these are all of my favorite items right now. I love this and this and this for various reasons. And our customers get an even deeper look into who we are. So when you click through, and these pages are very real and that they're updated by each SWAT stylist. There's no merchandising team behind these pages putting on the products. that that Bauble Bar wants to sell. While I'm sure that other teams would love to do that, for us it's really important that these pages are real and they are reflective of each SWAT stylist. So even my page, you will see a lot of very large earrings on it. There is definitely no delicate jewelry on my page, and because it's reflective of who I am. And oftentimes at companies, you know, there are the stylists that are untouchable, that you can't actually interact with, and we wanted to create something here that was so different. If you really love one of our styles, you can actually live chat with us, video chat with us, email with us, and that's the person that you will be able to talk to. So far, it's gone really well. We just got into the navigation, which is very exciting. Video chat is another way that we're interacting with customers. For me, this was a no-brainer. We have all of the jewelry. Live chat is so popular for our customers. Why not video chat? To say to a customer, you're looking at this page of earrings, look, I have them right here, let me try them on for you. You're wondering if they're heavy, I can tell you right now they're not. You can see exactly where they fall. You can look at this necklace with the various neckline. And it worked really well. The technology was a little behind where we wanted to be when we first started. So we would use Google Hangouts or FaceTime, whatever the customer was comfortable with, just to test it to see what came out of it. And what we learned is that when I first tested it way back when, I started with 20 customers. Not all of them were actual customers. Some people hadn't placed orders before. Some people had placed multiple orders. Some people had placed one order, hadn't come back in 6 months. 19 out of those 20 customers after their video chat appointments converted, and it was 3 times the site average, the site average order value, which was huge. And not only that, the surveys that they filled out after were just really incredible, the things that people were saying, how much fun they had. They were saying they felt like they met their Bauble matchmaker. They couldn't wait to do it again, and they also wanted to do it with friends, have more of a social shopping experience. So one of the things we actually did after launching video chat, after this, we launched it on site. Now it's a pop-up, and what you're seeing here is our newest video chat, which gives the customer the option of video, voice, phone, or chat, which is launching in the next few weeks. Because we wanted to give the customer the option to choose how they want to interact. And not only that, we can very easily shop the site with the customer. It makes co-browsing incredibly easy, even if the customer is on the phone. And what we found through video chat is that women are often shopping at work, as you all may or may not know. And like Michelle mentioned earlier, many of us have open office environments. So while the customer is totally fine with us having our video camera on, if the customer has headphones in, they will let us talk and they'll listen. More often than not, they're not turning their camera on, and often they're typing back to us even if we're talking, because they don't want the people next to them to know that they are shopping online, which is one of the reasons why text chat for us is so, so popular, but phones are not as popular. People just don't want anyone around them to know what they're doing. So that's actually been really, really interesting for us. One of the other things we tested, we have our sample sale in New York City. Customers across the country obviously don't have the opportunity to shop a New York City sample sale, which for those of us living in New York is one of the most exciting things that you can do in this city. So we did Google Hangouts group shopping appointments. And some of the customers who were put together in Hangouts didn't even know each other before the Hangout. What was really interesting to see is we showed them around the sample sale, showed them products. Once one customer said, ooh, I really want that, put that aside for me, the other customer on the chat said the same thing, I want that too. And so just seeing how our customers interacted, I think two of the customers who met each other through Google Hangout are still friends today. It's incredible to see on social media. But just finding ways for people to enjoy shopping and have that human interaction, that face-to-face interaction, even though it's online, is very possible. It's just figuring out how to use the technology to work with us instead of against us. Let's see, where are we? So this is just another example of what it looks like, and you can see here that's Jillian's cursor, and the customer also has their cursor live, so it makes it just really easy to shop together. Just some examples of what customers are saying. Oh, looks like the formatting got messed up a little bit. But here's a tweet afterwards, more than product, what makes Bobble Bar genius is its amazing digital customer support and stylists. And this was actually Nikki, who had just done a hangout at our sample sale. Social media, it's big. Bobble Bar has its social channels, and the Bobble Bar SWAT team, we also have our social channels. Every SWAT stylist has an Instagram account, and then we also have our main Instagram account, BB SWAT Style. So all of these, we are professional selfie takers, I will say. If you walk around our office, you will very frequently see someone standing with the phone awkwardly against a white wall or some great background, snapping like 15 selfies, because anyone here who takes selfies knows one out of every 15 actually looks good. So everyone has an Instagram account, and here are examples. So we're posting all of these photographs. Like I mentioned before, it gives us the opportunity to show our customers who we are, and then we can interact with them post-purchase as well. So here's a customer who was posting three different layered looks, and we commented on which one we loved. She commented back that, of course, if we chose number two, that she had to go with that selection. So we get to have these really fun conversations with our customers. Another example, this customer had originally sent us I can't remember if it started with a style request, or it might have started from a negative point, which is always an opportunity, but she needed help building her bracelet stack, and Dara helped her here. And when the box arrived, she went online, and she was thanking Dara for her help. And Dara is commenting back and continuing on that relationship. This is a customer who we know will come back to us. If customer service and customer experience is done really well, it serves the customer retention marketing, the same goals. It is the exact same goals. If a customer interacts with us, no matter how that interaction starts, for positive or negative reasons, we know we will have that customer for life. We know we will be able to keep them. So in some ways, the best thing to happen to a customer is to have to interact with us. Not for their wallet, but for us. The other thing that we started doing was creating YouTube videos for our customers. So customers send in a style request, whether it's a bride, or today we had a ton of style requests. I think as winter comes, there's so many events. So people, today someone sent a dress that they had to wear, and they needed a statement necklace to go with it. They had no idea where to start. So in this situation, Jillian created this video specific for a customer, and what we try to do is create videos that are specific for customers, but broad enough that anyone who watches the video can take something from it. So we're not creating content that's only going to be used once, because we don't have the manpower to do that, but we want to create something that no matter who happens upon it, they'll learn from it. So we're doing it specific for customers, or right now a new trend are ear crawlers and everything up the ears, and it can be really challenging to figure out how to wear some of these ear crawlers. So we're creating videos how to wear ear crawlers, and whenever we're talking to customers about ear crawlers, we can send this video that shows how to put them on and the difference between an ear crawler and an ear jacket, and all of the different styles. And here, the customers get really excited about it. They get excited about seeing inside of Bobble Bar HQ. They get excited to learn more about their SWAT stylists. And for us, it's always, how do we scale this? It's figuring out the fastest way to make these videos. How can we do it on a schedule? How can we push them out quickly? How can we make sure that our SWAT stylists feel comfortable creating them? And then making sure that they are shoppable. So for us, it's always about trying something new, innovating, and I think what's great about the environment at Bobble Bar is that if it works, fantastic. If it doesn't matter. Just scratch it and try something new. But unless we're willing to take risks and create videos and see how they turn out, we can't move on to whatever we think is going to surprise and delight the customer next. So the videos have actually been working out really well. We also started doing Pinterest boards for our customers, which they really love. And it's trying to figure out where the ROI is the highest, because some of these things do take a lot of time. So we're always going back to Google Analytics after and looking where are the sales. And if we can show the sales, then we can show the value of all the things we're doing for the customers. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to be a cost center. We want to be a team that is adding a ton of value. This was the video, but, and then the last piece of this, and what I think is so important, one of the things that's really important to me and to everyone at Bobble Bar is to look at this customer experience team as something different. I strongly believe that this is a career path. And 5 years ago, that wasn't the case. 10 years ago, that certainly wasn't the case. Now, it is. It really is. And making sure that we're building out a team. Some of these projects that we're working on have exceptional value for Bobble Bar, and some of the projects that we're working on are incredibly valuable for the people on our team. It's not just about the customers, it's about the people on the SWAT team. We have a very, very tight-knit team of people who love working together and love working on these projects together. And we're not just handing out these projects, we're waiting for people to come to us and say, this is what excites me, this is what I want to work on. And because of the really top-notch talent on the SWAT team, we're able to really have an efficiently run team and work on all of these innovative things. At the end of the day, we're problem solvers. It's one of the most important things we do. It's addressing whatever ticket comes in, not just how can we help this one customer, but how can we solve the bigger issue? Like if there's an issue with the promo code, not just here's another promo code, but why wasn't the promo code working for this particular customer so that we can solve the bigger issues? And when we do that, we can keep the team much more lean because we're not seeing the same thing over and over again. And it makes it so that we have time to work on all of this and to make sure that we're working on career development and the weekly meetings that our managers have with every person on the SWAT team to talk about, you know, what have you done this week? Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself? Are you feeling challenged? Are you feeling motivated? If not, how can we make sure that you're working on things that really excite you? Because we want to keep you here. We're hiring people who are excited about SWAT and what we're doing on SWAT, not just people who are excited to start working at a cool startup and then move into another department, because training is very time consuming and it's costly. So we want to find people who are excited about what we're doing. And we're lucky Kirby and Alexis, who are here, our managers, moved up within the SWAT team. They've been at Bobble Bar for almost as long as I have. And being a part of a team with such talented and motivated and really intelligent people is the reason why we're able to do so much of what we do. And happy people just in turn create happy customers. So there's a lot of value in making sure that the team is motivated.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Women in Retail Talks. Please check out our podcast channel page for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on iTunes and Stitcher, but please make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Lastly, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WIR Leadership. Thanks, and I look so forward to you joining us on our next episode of Women in Retail Talks.